Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast. So, Kings, depending on your vernacular, preseason game two is over. And it's hot in these streets, man, about Justin Fields. The topic is always Justin Fields. Let's just keep it 100. It's always about Justin Fields. Is he going to start? Is Andy Dalton going to start? People are having meltdowns. The media is having meltdowns. It's a mess right now. And I'm at that point where I'm ready for preseason to be over. We always hit this point where it's just pandemonium. It's just crazy. People are just wilding. We're stressing over preseason games.
What you say they doing?
They wilding.
Rowley, look, niggas be wilding.
It's wild out here, man, you know, and it's just crazy, man, and we all got a feeling. I selfishly want Justin Fields to start week one, and I got my reasons why, because I'm going to be at SoFi Stadium in L.A., you know,
right.
So hell yeah, I want number one to run out of that tunnel, you know, so, but I'm not losing my mind about it, you know, so it's wild, man. It's wild, you know. So Justin Fields took that big hit, right, in that game, you know, and it was a bunch of talk. Kurt Warner had talk. A bunch of other people had talk. Should he have slid the protection? Was it the line? Should he throwing hot? He was looking to throw the ball deep. He didn't see the blitz.
It was the offensive line. Cut the shit. We know you got motherfuckers out there that's third stringers and motherfuckers off the street. That was on that offensive line during that time. Motherfuckers that's going to be doing drywall in 2 weeks, okay? Well, for those who don't understand, when I say do drywall, they're going to go back to doing carpentry work, okay? They're going to be putting up walls in offices and shit like that, all right? Going back to being bouncers in nightclubs and shit like
driving
that.
Driving UPS trucks.
Yeah, they're not fucking offensive linemen, man. It's just somebody that they decide to give a flyer to see, you know, kick the tires on and try to get them out there. And these are the motherfuckers that we got protecting Justin Fields. Imagine if that linebacker went low and didn't go high, which it was, in my opinion, helmet to helmet contact, which should have resulted in a 15-yard penalty. Number one, he led with the crown of his head. Number two, I don't want to hear that shit saying that was a football play. You know what? That's what happens when you got motherfuckers out there who don't know what the fuck they doing. And I'm pissed off about that, because that could have ended my son's fucking year. I adopted Justin Fields as my son, goddammit. That could have ended my son's year. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, but also look at the fact that you got him coming in there, and the fact that that pussy-ass offensive line didn't do anything about it. Which pissed me off. If that was Kyle Long, dude is getting curb stomped. Mm-hmm. Kyle Long's getting ejected after a hit like that.
I think the young boy who's out right now is the same, has the same mindset, Tevin Jenkins, but yeah, he's hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I looked at the offensive line like, what y'all gonna do? They all just huddled around Justin Fields like, you okay, man? You okay? You okay? No, go fuck dude up and send a message. Okay, a sack is a sack, but he came in with some intent on that. And that's what I feared, and I mentioned earlier, months earlier. I said, guys, what I do not want to see is some fucking scrub who going to be doing drywall 2 to 3 weeks from now, you know, 2 to 3 weeks after the season, ain't going to make the fucking team, and he looking to make a name for himself, and he come in and fuck Justin Fields up. Then what? It would be a whole different scenario than today for Matt Nagy. You know, I was one to say, you know what, let's give Matt Nagy a chance. You know, now I'm starting to believe, like, dog, you on the same bullshit you was on since you've been here. That's why I put that tweet out there. The reason why you won't start the kid is because you don't want your clock to start. You don't want to get exposed. But you know what? It's happening. And the whole team sees it. I know us as fans, we see it, but not only the whole team sees it, because you know why? Justin Fields elevates everybody's play because he's that dynamic of a player. So you try, and Dan mentioned this in a tweet, and it was so fucking on target, where he said he tried to play Justin with a bunch of fucking scrubs to squash the Justin Fields should be starting ordeal. And it's not happening. It's blowing up in his face because Justin is making these bums look better than what they are.
Yeah, that's what great players do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, he puts him out there and you got this guy playing the whole second half. You see where Trey Lance is playing. You see where these other quarterbacks are playing. They playing in the first half of these games. They playing with at least second stringers. You got him out there in the fourth quarter all the way through. I mean, 2 minutes to go, he was trotting back onto the field. Justin Fields wants to play. You know what I mean? You can't take that from him. But it's Nagy's responsibility at this point to, number one, protect your guy. Number two, let him play with some people that, you know, he needs to get chemistry with. These guys that are you know, we're talking about 80 people on the roster right now. And it's going to be cut down to 53. So think about that. All of those guys that were playing in the fourth quarter.
Dieter Eilen, whatever his name.
Pretty much all of them is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You know what I mean? You may have one or two that somehow are able to stick around, but pretty much all of them are gone. So what are you even playing him with those guys for? And basically it's to squash the groundswell of Justin Fields take over right now. You know, talk. So you know, that's what it is. But at the same time, Justin Fields is good enough to where it was still impressive what he was able to do. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, he was 9 for 19. There were 3 drops. Riley Ridley alligator arm to pass on the side.
Dude, that pissed me off so bad, bro.
He should have been able to catch that. Right?
And DeVore knows that. You're a wide receiver. You attack the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That means go like, for people that don't know.
Short arm that.
Yeah, you go to the ball. You don't just wait till the ball to come. Right. Somebody throws you the ball. You run. You attack the ball. You jump up in the air. You try to high pump that ball. That exactly. Pissed me off. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, you know, you got that situation. You got Jesper Horsted. He dropped a pass across the middle.
Rodney Adams
had another drop. Who else dropped one?
Somebody Rodney Adams.
Rodney Adams. Yeah, Rodney Adams dropped a wide open one.
John V. Johnson.
You know,
he
that
dropped a high point. He high pointed the ball and then dropped it on the way down.
Uh-huh.
Right. That was a difficult catch, though. That was more difficult. So I don't hold that against. But I mean, you look at that. That's 4 passes right there that should have been caught, really. So he could have easily been 13 for 19. So even though he's out there with these guys, he's still producing. He's still doing well. You know, 46 yards on the ground, 47 yards on the ground on 4 carries. You know, that's light work for him. You know what I mean? You can see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is what it is, man. But you know, you get tired of it because it's like Nagy wants to slow roll this thing. And it's like, man, get out of your own way, man. Just
he's overthinking.
Come on, dog.
I told y'all what he doing.
It's a joke.
He's overthinking it.
He don't want that clock to start, man, because once that clock starts, he will. Okay, listen. Matt Nagy was one of the hottest offensive minds, right? It's just like a shooter who, let's say, Steph Curry, right? No, I can't use him. Let's use Reggie Miller, right? Reggie Miller, streaky. You know what I'm saying? Hot. Red hot. We done seen Reggie Miller where he done scored 9 points in 4 seconds. You know?
Reggie might be too hot. He might be more John Starks, bro.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you got cats like Nagy, right? He came in. He was a brilliant mind, right? So they say. He was a brilliant mind when he came to the Chicago Bears, right? Santa Slay. All that shit was cute. It was catching people off guard, right? And then what happened? Not only did they get film on them, but they realized your quarterback is limited and you can only do so much. So then Nagy play calls, that shit wasn't working no more. Right? So now, after all those years, remember, it's just like a quarterback who constantly drops back and gets the shit knocked out of him. Every time he goes in a three-step drop, every time you call him a pass play, he start hearing footsteps, right? Well, as an offensive play caller and as a coach, you start hearing voices about because shit ain't working, right? So his thing is that as long as Justin Fields is on the bench, I got to find my mojo. I got to find it. I got to get it back. And then once I get it back, okay, good. Now, okay, I'm in a rhythm. Okay, now shit is clicking. Let me throw my quarterback in there now and shit can really take off. Well, yeah, it's not going to happen because you lost whatever you had coming from Kansas City. You lost that, Nagy. You lost it. You was beat up just like Mitch was beat. I'm sorry. Just like Mitch was beat up. But, you know, it's going to take him a minute, or he's hoping he can find whatever he lost to buy himself some time. But he's getting exposed, Roy. He getting exposed, man.
This is what I think. And I talked about this with Dan. My overall philosophy, what I think about Nagy, is that Doug Collins, remember Doug Collins on the Bulls?
Mm-hmm.
And he got fired, and then Jordan won the championship with Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Nagy's basically Phil Collins, right? Justin Fields is so good, he's going to make Matt Nagy look good to a certain extent. And then he's going to get exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Nagy's problem, and we said this and Dan said this a lot, his problem is that he refers everything to Kansas City, right?
And they're saying Kansas City.
He is trying to, and I listened to that Lewis Riddick podcast, he is trying to shoe in the Andy Dalton Justice Fields situation to the Kansas City situation where they had Pat Mahomes sit and Alex Smith play the season. Mm-hmm. And then even Lewis Riddick said, hey, Pat Mahomes, they even thought about starting Pat Mahomes because he was tearing it up. But what kept Pat Mahomes on the bench was Alex Smith was playing so well. And the difference is Alex Smith had been there 5 years, had won a bunch of games, had been to the playoffs, had won playoff games. So he's trying to – he looks at Kansas City as his model. And then he just tries to say, well, this is the model. But Justin Fields is forcing his hand. Justin Fields is so good. He's better than Andy Dalton. Everybody knows it. Everyone sees it. And so he's trying to still say, well, this is how we did it in Kansas City, and it worked. But this ain't Kansas City. And Justin Fields ain't Pat Mahomes and Andy Dalton ain't Alex Smith. And that's where he's messing up at. He's trying to treat it like that situation, and he's forcing it. And that's what's causing this. Because like even like Justin Fields, he's going to make Matt Nagy look good. Because sometimes he's going to call a play. The wide receivers aren't going to be open. The line ain't going to block. And Justin Fields is just going to make a play. It is what it is, because he's just that good. He's that talented. Now, what's going to happen is they probably might get to the playoffs. They may get to the NFC Championship game. And Nagy's going to call some bullshit. Nagy's going to do some bullshit. And then him and Justin Fields is a rookie right now. And you already see that he knows he's good, but he's playing a good soldier right now. You see this with Deshaun Watson. You saw this with Aaron Rodgers. These superstar quarterbacks, dude, once they start getting a little power within the organization, they start flexing their muscle. And he got Justin right now as a rookie. Oh, yeah, coach, yeah, I'm down with the plan. 3 years from now, after he's a Pro Bowler, he done won games, he's on SportsCenter, Nagy calling that shit. That is going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, they're going to butt heads.
Yeah, they're going to butt heads. I'm telling you, because he is not Mitch.
All you got to do is look at Justin Fields on that, even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was so involved telling coach what to do, really. Mm-hmm. His high school coach. So, you know, this guy, he's got a mind for the game, and that's what it mm-hmm. is, right? So he's not going to just, you know, go along with, you know, like Mitch was just a,
yeah.
Okay, coach. Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir, coach.
Want to run that play? I'll run that play.
Yeah. and I kind of agree with you, Will. I kind of agree with you because, like, I believe Nagy is doing that. I believe Nagy wants to mimic the situation that was in Kansas City from top to bottom. I mean, mm-hmm. just from top to bottom. He's trying to clone Kansas mm-hmm. City.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I think it's stupid to do that because these guys are different. This is a whole different dynamic. Number one, you don't have Alex Smith. Number two, it's not Pat Mahomes. Now, Pat Mahomes is what he is now, right? But nobody knew that's what he was back then. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? We know what Justin Fields is right now. Mm-hmm. He's coming out. Pat Mahomes had a losing record in college. Mm-hmm. Didn't nobody expect him to step in and do what he did?
We played right? the Fiesta Bowl or some shit?
Yeah. He bought, you know what I mean? He balled out in the pros, but nobody expected that. They expected, hey, maybe he can turn into something or whatever, a project type of dude. But they didn't think he was just going to take the league by storm the way he did. This is what we expect from Justin Fields. So it's a whole different dynamic. You don't have to pull this guy along slowly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Put him in the game. Everybody's saying it. It's not just fans. It's not just, you know, this is, I mean, I look at guys who know the game, guys who have played the game. They know this dude has skills. They know he can ball. And they're like, hey, what?
What you waiting
on? Put him in, man. Put him in. You know what I mean? Why would you have talent just sitting on the bench? It don't make sense.
All of them. Keyshawn Johnson, Ryan Clark, Swagoo. They like, what? Kurt Warner? I saw Willie Gault.
Yeah.
Willie Gault was like, start him.
What you waiting
on? We know what Andy Dalton is. Andy Dalton is what he is, and he's at his ceiling. There's nowhere for him to go. Yeah. Nowhere. He can only get worse.
Yeah, he's 33, 34. He's a backup. He's a good guy to have a backup and a mentor.
Exactly.
That's what he is.
That's right.
He's a backup. You put him at Justin Fields, hasn't missed a couple weeks. You're like, okay, we can work with Andy Dalton. We can probably win a few games against some powder puffs. But that's it, man.
You have 1 year invested in Andy Dalton. One fucking year. $10 million, right? Who feelings are you hurting if he sits on the bench? You're getting paid $10 million. You're getting you're overpaid, but you're getting paid $10 million. Hold a clipboard. Shut up. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know, you can tell he's starting to get into his own head about that, where he's, they booed me, but they didn't boo me when I threw a touchdown. First and foremost, that wasn't you. Okay.
Exactly. Go into it.
That had nothing to do with you.
Bro, that pass was bad.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. That pass was horrible.
Yeah. And if the D-back played it, if he didn't fall,
that shit would have got
picked. He would have got picked. You know, that shit would have got picked. So, there's nothing you did, really.
That wasn't the back shoulder.
Nope.
At all.
I don't want to hear that.
It was a bad throw.
Terrible
throw. And it found its way to him. And he fell down and Adams took off. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't nothing you did. At the end of the day, while you sitting there poking your little bird ass chest out, you know, looking like Captain America and shit with this damn red ass hair and that Superman swirl at the top. You did nothing spectacular, dude. Nothing. So you can tell it's starting to get to him. That he's being booed. That he's being booed. This is kind of like what's that damn movie? Any Given Sunday. Where, you know, I think that's kind of that gotta be the situation going on with Andy Dalton's wife every time he go home. Like, you're the starting quarterback, you know, and he's like, oh, I don't know. You know, this isn't your decision. And, you know, and his wife's hauled off and slapped the shit out of him. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And she told him, like, motherfucker, you going to be the starting quarterback. And you're going to go out there and you're going to play and you're going to enjoy it. I think that's this situation that's going on here, because Andy Dalton know he ain't better than Justin Fields, man. He knows that. He knows it. He don't even believe it. You know, when they talk about him being, you know, he doesn't even believe it. Like, they got, you know, who is that? Daniel Greenberg. Ain't that his name? Are we talking about the right person? Daniel Greenberg.
Yeah.
He posted that clip of Justin Fields saying, you know, he think it's disrespectful and the fans should cheer. Oh, what do you expect him to say?
Exactly.
Yeah. He's going to say that because, yeah, he's a good guy, man.
He likes Andy. Andy kind of took him under his wings. He likes him.
You know, what are y'all expecting him to say in that situation? Of course he's going to say, what are you going to say? No, fuck that. They're going to cheer for me and me only, because we know yeah, why they're here. Ain't nobody here to see you, Otis. You know, what do you expect him to say? Was you expecting to come out with the David Ruffin reference? Ain't nobody here to see you, Otis. I mean, he could say that, and he wouldn't be wrong.
He wouldn't be wrong at all.
He wouldn't be.
But what are y'all expecting him to say? We're not here to see Andy Dalton. NFL Network don't have the Bears on as the marquee game of the weekend for Andy Dalton. Give a fuck less. You know what I'm saying? Because in reality, I mean, shit, we could have been, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, who nobody gives a fuck about seeing, coming on at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at fucking night. We could be that. But they got us on at 1 in the afternoon. Live. These ain't taped games. This is live. Why? Because of one person. Justin Fields. So, I mean, whose feelings are you trying to spare here? And if I'm Ryan Pace, and again, kudos. You know, I'm just going to say kudos to Dan, man. Dan Goodwin. We need to give him his props because he said this a while back on the show. Ryan Pace has given Matt Nagy everything, talent-wise, that he needs.
Yep.
And for some reason, him and his staff, they can't make it work. I'm going to tell you this, fellas. Mark my words. Ryan Pace is not a dummy, okay? Now, out of all the coaches, general managers, whatever, right? Ryan Pace is extremely safe. Matt Nagy, I don't think so. At the end of the day, because if you're Ryan Pace, you're looking at this like, yo, I gave you Mitch Trubisky, right? I told you he was decent. All you got to do is coach him. Well, Matt, what did you do? You couldn't do nothing with him. He goes to Brian Daboll out there in Buffalo, and y'all got Mitch Trubisky looking like he fucking Joe Montana in the West Coast offense. And that's crazy to see. Don't get me wrong. The motherfucker's still nasty. Because, again, it was against a vanilla defense, number one. They didn't force him out of his first read. They were all first read, quick throws. They were just slants, five-yard slants and five-yard ends.
See, this is the thing. This was my thing with Matt Nagy. We know Mitch can't, because Mitch can't throw the ball down. He even threw the ball. He was off target when he threw the ball versus us in the preseason. But at least the Bills know that he can't throw the ball down.
Exactly.
We just going to run this no matter what. Matt Nagy couldn't, like, he would run a little bit of that bootleg, short, quick stuff, but he couldn't just stick to it. He couldn't just stick to it. He had to, like, ask him to do something. He couldn't do that, and that was my thing. Yeah. You know, when that go ahead.
So, if he's giving you everything that you possibly could have asked for as a coach, it may not be what you wanted, but it's what you got, and you make the best of what you got. You maximize your talent on that roster, and he couldn't do that. They don't make the play. I tell you what, and this is another reason why he's delaying the process. This is why I told y'all he don't want that clock to start. At least
that clock
now
is already started, bro.
But what I'm saying,
I don't buy into that because
hold on. Let me finish real quick. Okay. If he plays Justin Fields now and they don't make the playoffs, he's fired. I promise you, his ass will get fired this season. This season, he will get fired because you know who's going to be the number one. Look, last time we were actually on our way and making Super Bowl runs, what coach did we have? Lovie Smith, right? You know who's the second coming of that, but on the offensive side?
Eric Bieniemy.
Goddamn right. And if you pair Eric Bieniemy, look, Eric Bieniemy was poised to be whose head coach before the glutes? Deshaun Watson, right? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
Before the glutes.
Shots fired!
Shots fired.
So before the glutes, right? Real talk. I see as a perfect storm.
It's a hot job.
I guarantee Eric Bieniemy will come in here and be the head coach and offensive coordinator and they may keep or may not. I mean, but guys, if Denver don't have a good season this year, need I say more about Vic Fangio? Need I say more? Shit, I'm just telling you, he's going to get fired too. And don't be surprised if he come back as the Bears defense coordinator. Sean Desai, I don't know, because he couldn't make adjustments on that basic ass slant, on them slant passes. Come on, man. I understand it's preseason, but at some point in time, when do you stop the dinking and dunking up the damn field?
The tackling.
When do you take that shit away?
The tackling.
That too.
You know what I mean? The lack of discipline. You know what I mean? Like, I understand you running vanilla, but those guys were like catching slants, breaking tackles, and making first.
Yes.
Like, come on, bro.
It's like they were out there going.
Stringers.
That defense was going through the motions. You could tell they didn't even want to be there. They like, the first man, string, like,
I kind of get.
Let's we gonna get into it, but I want to touch on that situation with Nagy.
Yeah, I want to touch on it too. So go ahead. I want to touch on
that. With Nagy, I think his, you know, the clock has started, because I believe that he could try to slow roll it and say, well, Justin wasn't ready, and you know, I need time to get him ready, and I need time, you know what I mean, another year for that process. I don't want to hear that, because at this point in time, you got, look at what they've done. They've swapped out receivers. They addressed the offensive line. They addressed the defensive line. They got depth at linebacker. Their Pace is creating, like I said, he's created a talented roster. Now, are they the best of the best? No, there's some issues that I see with the wide receivers, but there's a lot of speed out there. And once you get guys that are in the game playing, like Allen Robinson, Darnell Mooney, they haven't even played yet. We ain't seen them.
David Montgomery.
You know what I mean? But they're gonna make the offense take off. Let's just be real about it. So, you know, his clock has started now. I don't care if Justin Fields is not playing. With Andy Dalton in the game, the offense should be much better than it was last year. Mm-hmm. And what I see is more of the same. Look at the offense. Look at the plays that were run. We were still dinking and dunking. They took that one shot down there. That was a bad throw. If you take away that 73-yard pass, what did Andy Dalton throw for? 70 yards.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 70 yards. That's what he did in the first half. That's just like last year. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. So, you know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. And that's why when he had his press conference, he said, well, because you can't look at that and say he played well. So what did he say? Well, we're going to evaluate the regular season games. These games don't mean anything. How do they not mean anything? And if they don't mean anything, why is he in there? Put Justin Fields in there, because that's when you're going to evaluate him, right? Because if you're saying you're going to evaluate Andy Dalton in the regular season, why is he playing for a whole half? Why is he playing for a whole half? You're not evaluating him. So what are you doing? What's the point? So you're not going to be able to evaluate Justin Fields if you're evaluating Andy Dalton in the regular season. He's playing the whole game, right? So why would you not be evaluating Justin Fields right now? That's what I mean. Nagy's a liar, bro. Let's just be real.
That's what I believe he says.
Bull crap, and expects them to accept it. And it pisses me off, because you insult everybody's intelligence when you feed people trash like that. How is anybody supposed to believe that garbage?
I don't believe nothing he said.
Nothing. he just lies, bro. That's all he does. So his clock is on now.
Yeah.
The only way, you know, you could put pressure on Pace and the Bears brass, we got to call him out, though. I'm going to stay on him. Straight up all year.
Yeah. Like I said it when we got Andy Dalton that. Remember I said this offseason? I said, no. Andy Dalton is at least a professional average quarterback. You should be improved from the, would you be like 28th ranked offense? Right? Bad. You should be better than that with Andy Dalton. So when you got Justin Fields, I was like, okay. You know what? That was classic chess move by Pace. Because Pace was in the same boat as Nagy because he picked Mitch. Then when he gets Justin Fields, he set Chicago on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He set Chicago on fire. So now he's the man. And so now it's on Pace. I mean, on Nagy to take care of what he's given him. And if he can't, he's in a position like, okay, well, you couldn't do it. How many coaches are going to want to coach Justin Fields?
A lot.
Roquan Smith, Darnell Mooney, David Montgomery, Cole Kmet, Green Allen Robinson. But they're going to want to come. Chicago is going to be a hot job. So if he's smart, if he has any kind of intelligence, if he's trying to like just hide this because he really wants to start Justin Fields and he's just playing the game and trying to keep it up, it's just so bad that you can't even play the game anymore, right? You can't even try to play the, well, like Cam Newton in New England. I was making fun of them. But Cam Newton's actually playing well, right? So you can kind of, yeah, okay, I can see. You know, I think he was trying to make Andy Dalton play well. He didn't play well. He was his average self. His only way to save his job, dude, is to play Justin Fields, in my opinion. If he goes out there with Andy Dalton, he's going to get his head bashed in. Bears going to win like 7 games, dude, like, and he's going to get fired.
Shit, I don't even see him winning 7. After that shit I saw the other day, I don't see them winning 7 if Andy Dalton starts.
But you do got to remember, like, the legit players want playing.
True.
You know what I mean?
True. But also keep this in mind, how bad that fucking offense looked last year.
That's why you got to play Justin Fields.
You see what I'm saying? So it's
why you got to play Justin Fields.
And we got the toughest schedule.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got to play Justin Fields.
You got to.
Because, like,
at least make it fair. Shit.
Because he can just make stuff happen. That's what the great ones do. They make shit happen when it's not. That's what Pat Mahomes do. We get a lot of props to Andy Reid. He does do some cool shit. But sometimes the play just break down and then Pat Mahomes just runs around and fucking flings the ball.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is the same thing. Just sometimes the play just breaks down and he just starts running around and he just flicks the ball and then goes 50 yards.
Perfect example. the game, you know, just the other day where the play broke down, Justin Fields is scrambling and shit. How many receivers came back to the ball?
Exactly. Nobody.
Baldy showed that. You saw that, Baldy?
Not
yeah.
one.
I was screaming at the TV about that. Like, how many receivers came back to the ball?
Whose fault is that?
That's coaching.
That's your boy. That's the steroided Matt Nagy.
Yeah, that's Fury.
Fury. Yeah. Mike Fury. Furry, whatever.
Furry, yeah. Fury, whatever the fuck. Smell hella bad. It's all the same. You know, that's him. Guys should be coming back to the ball.
Yeah.
That should
that's
be
football 101.
That's 101, baby. You got to get yourself open and come back to the ball to make yourself available. They still running the fucking route. Seeing him scrambling like, hey, I'm open. Come on, man.
Well, you on the other side of the field. He can't throw the ball.
Make yourself available.
50 yards across the field, yeah.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. You know, so you got to bail. As a receiver, you have to bail out your quarterback. You know, especially when he's extending plays and doing things of that nature. They not doing jack shit. They just out, like, this is why I said I don't want to see him with them bums. I want to see him play with the ones. And we're not going to see it this preseason. So, again, maybe it's what Will says. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it could be the fact that during these 2 weeks, that's when Justin Fields is going to get with the ones. If not,
that's my last hope. That's my last hope that he's trying to.
I'm gonna tell you, if not, and Andy Dalton starts Sunday night, that game's not gonna be watchable. It's gonna be over in the first quarter. Once they go down and score that second touchdown, it's over, because they can't. They can't, not with him,
nope.
Not with Dalton at the helm. They can't move the ball like that.
No, like Aaron Donald, bro. Like, the thing is, like,
we can only
people like, well, yeah. He's gonna get hurt because he's playing. No, you. Just like we, all that motioning out of the back for all those bootlegs, sprints, dash. That's what you can do to Aaron Donald when you have Justin Fields. You can't do that with Andy Dalton. He's a pocket passer who's not very mobile.
But I'm just say this for the people that because I like I said last week, I talked to a lot of people, and for the people that say Andy Dalton's a nice guy, he should get an opportunity, right? He should get his chance.
10 years.
Because they promised him this.
This is
right?
a business.
I'm just gonna be honest with you. Go back to 2011. Andy Dalton was drafted by Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Bengals. Did he start? Yeah. Week one, he was a starter quarterback. Cam Newton started that year. Andy Dalton was a second round pick and started. Bro, this is what the NFL is. I don't care nothing about being nice at this point. We need to put the best guy in there to win games. And at this point, it's the younger more talented, better quarterback that is Justin Fields. He's better in every part of the game. When plays break down, and that's what's going to happen. Plays are going to break down. Mm-hmm. Those are called winning plays if you can make something out of those. When you can make something out of a play
game that's changing plays. Down,
exactly. That's what Justin Fields has the ability to do. Andy Dalton does not have that. He doesn't have that ability. 20
yards on a fourth and three. A fourth and three. He picked up 20 yards. Nobody was open.
Exactly.
Nobody was open.
That's what he does. 20 yards. That's what he does.
Easy. That's how you win.
And it looks easy when he does it. It looks easy. That's the thing. But, I mean, you know, you look at all these quarterbacks that have started. Everybody's like, slow roll them, slow roll them, slow roll them. But look at the history of starting quarterbacks. In 2008, Matt Ryan, Joe Flacco, they both started as rookies. In 2009, Matt Stafford, Mark Sanchez, they both started. Sanchez was trash, of course, right?
Well, but his first 2 years, you know, he took him to the AFC Championship.
Yeah,
but,
he did. Yeah. But that was on the backs of that.
Yeah, team. Of course. Yeah.
Darrell Revis and them boys. 2010, Sam Bradford. 2011, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton. 2012, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Whedon, Russell Wilson, you know, E.J. Manuel, Geno Smith, Derek Carr. I mean, the list is long, bro. Mm-hmm. So Justin Fields has a higher ceiling than most of those guys that I named. And they started their games. Why would we slow roll this guy? Why would we hinder his progress? Because that's what you're doing. At this point, you're sabotaging your own self. You're sabotaging. You're cutting over your nose to spite your face.
Yes, sir.
I think he's starting week one. I've held that opinion for a long time. I think all this is just BS. I think he's handling it wrong. I mean, if you were going to try to hide him or something, you probably could have done it better. Mm-hmm. I don't think that dude. I don't think Andy Dalton's starting week one, dude. I sit down. I think about it. And I'm like, well, maybe there is no onboarding point. For Justin Fields, people. Well, they're playing Aaron Donald week one. Well, you know what? They're playing Myles Garrett week three. So you know, like, exactly. You know, you playing Bosa week whatever. You know exactly. What I mean? Like, there is no easy point. This is the NFL, bro. Like, people, he might get hurt. This is the NFL, bro. He's a grown ass man. He's 6'3", 230 pounds of muscle. You know, he's been hit. This mm-hmm. is football. You get hit.
Yeah.
There's a risk of injury. Yeah. This is football. Put it, you know, it is what it is. There ain't no easy point to put him in the game. There is none.
Can't put him in bubble wrap and expect, no. You know, you can't. You got to take the kid gloves off.
Exactly.
He's got to play.
He doesn't have the experience. Well, that's how you get the experience. Andy Dalton didn't have experience either when he was a rookie.
I've never known anybody to get experience sitting on a damn bench.
Yeah, so
you got to play.
I don't think it, man. I'm telling you, if you guys haven't done it, it's ESPN. Listen to that Lewis Riddick pod, and you hear a lot. And you know, like, Lewis Riddick admits, hey, man, I was sitting around drinking a beer with Matt Nagy, right? They're boys. When Lewis Riddick says stuff about Justin Fields, even if you don't like Lewis Riddick because, you know, he truth is said he turned on Mitch Trubisky because he was like, Mitch is good. And then he was like, oh, I think Mitch is bad. No, you better listen to him, because when he turned on Mitch, I knew that's when Nagy was done with Mitch, because I knew that shit came directly from Nagy.
Exactly.
When he turned on. So when he's saying anything about Justin Fields, you need to pay attention. He says Matt Nagy wants to play Justin Fields. He just wants to make sure that he is not going to get killed on the football field because he doesn't know how to slide his protections, et cetera. And even Lewis Riddick's like, yeah, get him, Matt. You know, take your time. Get the. And he was like, hey, man, just start the kid. Just start him, dude. He's good. Just start him. And this is Lewis Riddick saying what he's telling to Matt Nagy.
But you know, the funny thing is, the funny thing is, Will, and you mentioned it, you tweeted about it, right? When he took that shot, right? And then what, a couple plays later, he recognized the same thing was about to happen, mm-hmm. got rid of the ball, completed the pass, hung in there just long enough, took a little bit of a shot, not a major one, not like the previous one, but he hung in there and he threw the ball. He threw it to the spot where the blitz was coming from. Mm-hmm. So, and you said that's how quickly he learns. Mm-hmm. So it ain't gonna take this kid long.
No.
So if he doesn't know how to slide protection, or if he doesn't, you know, bro, put him in there and let him start working on it. Let him
you
start.
You know, he learned from that. You get hit like that, you like, okay.
He learned that in game. Think in about game. That.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got to do something, man.
Yeah, I still think Justin Fields starting week one, man. I don't believe none of this. I think this is all smoke, it's all talk. And they all do it. I mean, Kyle Shanahan said he's starting Jimmy Garoppolo even. You know, even after the last game.
Shit.
He said nothing has changed. Jimmy Garoppolo's a starter. Same thing. Same thing with
shit.
They starting all these guys, bro.
I watched that game last night and ooh-wee. Go, yeah, go, yeah, go. The spot is gone. Jimmy G was up there singing that Justin Timberlake. That shit gone. Flat out gone. I see now. I'm like, damn, it's over. It's over.
It's the same thing. Everybody knows it. You look into these guys, they're like, yeah, they're better than them. And, but the coaches are still playing this. Oh, we don't know yet. We're still evaluating. Come on, man.
It like, ain't nothing to evaluate.
It ain't nothing to evaluate. Like, as soon as Justin Fields, that week, that first preseason game, Right there, everybody in the world knew that Justin Fields was better than Andy Dalton. Everybody knew.
Facts.
Everybody knew. So, you know, I think he's going to start week one. That's my opinion.
He better be starting. That's all I know.
He better be.
Starting, I don't know how you go in the locker room and tell guys, hey, we about to go out here and play with a guy that's not as talented, that's not as good, that probably can't win us games. Like this other kid can. He can he can actually win us games or make plays that we need to have made to win games. That's not what we're getting with Andy Dalton. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you tell them guys in the locker room that.
Right.
I don't.
Akeem Hicks.
Yeah, don't know how you tell them guys.
You lose the team that early, and they just be like, man, I can't wait for his ass to get up out of here.
Hey, who was it? It was a guy who actually played for Matt Nagy. Was it Michael Schwartz? The right tackle for Kansas City, he's out hurt. Okay. He went on a tirade too. He was like, you telling me after 3 weeks, a couple playoff games that you don't know that Justin Fields is better than Andy Dalton? I'm going to look up that tweet.
And then you got Andy Dalton stepping up talking about, you know, Justin's going to be a good quarterback, a great quarterback, but it's my time right now. And
motherfucker, like, your time passed.
Bro, years ago. I'm like, man. Come on, Andy. Come on, Andy. You don't even believe that. Your kids don't believe it. Your wife don't even believe that. Just be real.
She probably, I told you she the one forcing his ass to say he the starting quarterback. She whooping his ass every time he come in the door. Anytime he give Justin Fields a compliment, she backhand the shit out his ass. You're the fucking starting quarterback, Andy. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. I don't believe it, man. You got Jason Peters in here. If we like the next hot topic, we can get on the offensive line. You know, Jason Peters is in here. Ifedi finally came back.
Yeah, he came Larry back Burrow this morning.
Yeah. Larry Burrow played. He looked okay. He had a couple moments where he got beat on the inside. But, you know, what do y'all think about the offensive line, man? Like, you know, we getting got James Daniels coming back, Fetty's back, we got Peters, Barnes back.
It's going to be solid. I think the offensive line is going to be solid with the return of Peters, Fetty, Daniels. You put them in with Whitehair and Mustafa. Solid. So that's not a worry for me. You know, that's not a worry at all. At all. So, hell, you got Jason Peters, man. Say, oh, he's 39, he pushing 40. Yeah, but he also could still outrun most tight ends in the NFL in a 40-yard sprint. You know, this dude is athletic. You know, this dude is athletic. Super freakish athletic. It's just the thing is, can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know. But as long as he is healthy, he's not a worry for me at all. Daniels, I don't know what it is, you know. He's a big kid and still a kid because he ain't even developed into his man body yet. You know, he's still a kid. Dude, only what, 21?
What? No, no. 21,
22? He's still a kid, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's still a kid. And then I just don't, you know, the thing is with him, it's a running theme. Every year he's been hurt since he's been a pro. So hopefully he can, you know, have this year injury free. Ifedi, you know, he was a kind of like a turnstile when he came to Chicago. And then, you know, he as the season progressed working with Juan Castillo, he actually got better.
Yeah.
At right tackle. So if he can anchor himself, you know, and we don't even have to speak on Mustafa or Whitehair. You know what I'm saying? Solid. So we don't have to speak on them. You know what I'm saying? They good. But on paper, the offensive line looks solid. It's hell.
Yeah, you got some depth too, because like Borum played well, and you know, and then you got Bars backing up. Simmons looked okay at times. So, you know, and I think Jenkins will come back. I think he might miss like 10 weeks. You know, back surgery, probably, you know, he has to recover from it. Then he has to get back in shape. But you probably should see him before the end of the season. So, you know, and I think, but what might end up happening was crazy is Borum might end up playing on the left and Jenkins might play on the right.
Yeah, that's the ultimate plan moving forward for next year.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Borum's going to play on the left. Jenkins is going to be on the right. Or, you know, with the fact that, you know, unless Borum becomes a left tackle starter for the year and has a solid year, they still may go with the plan with Jenkins at left tackle, Borum at the right tackle. If Borum don't get no burn at left tackle this season, barring injury, you know, and barring a good performance at left tackle, he's going to be the right tackle and Jenkins is still going to be the left. But if Borum is forced into that left tackle spot due to Jason Peters getting hurt and Borum is solid at left tackle, then Jenkins is going to play the right.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I can see that happening. I think our line will be okay. I think it'll be decent. You know, is it going to be, you know, Pro Bowlers across the line? No. But Cody Whitehair is good. Mustafa does his thing. He'll be fine. James Daniels, he'll be okay as well. I'm not worried about that. And you got Jason Peters probably will step into that role of left tackle, of course. And on the other side, Efetti. Efetti came back, right, today?
Yeah, he came back.
Yeah, got there in practice. So, yeah. So you know, that's what our opening day line is probably looking like, right? That's what it's looking like. And I think that's fine. I think we'll be okay. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like it was last year. And you got these people that are, oh, Charles Leno, they're still worried and crying.
Oh,
about
my
Charles
God.
Leno. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I said it the other day, and I'll say it again. Bro, I would take a 39-year-old Jason Peters over Charles Leno, even on Peters' worst day. Even on his worst day, at 39 years old, I still take him over every single game that we've had Charles Leno play.
You know what Peters won't do? He won't see his quarterback get his helmet knocked off and just sit there and chill.
Exactly.
People don't remember 2014, Nick Foles took a shot versus the Washington football team, which was formerly known as the Redskins, and Jason Peters went to that bench and brought smoke to Baker. He brought it even to Trent Williams. Mister, what you looking at? What you gonna do? I'm gonna punch you in the face. Do it then. He took it to him too. JP bodyguard. They call him the bodyguard. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna run off and just hit Justin Fields and gonna get away with it. No dirty shots. That's one thing I like. Hey, I found that tweet. Michael Schwartz used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, was their right tackle. He was there when Matt Nagy was there. He's a Kansas City guy. He quote tweeted Adam Schefter, who said, Bears head coach Matt Nagy reiterated today that Bears QB Andy Dalton will start week one at Los Angeles against the Rams, saying, we need to see him in regular season games. He quote tweeted him, if you're not able to evaluate them a month of camp, three preseason games, and another few weeks of practice, then I don't know what to tell you. This tells his team that any camp, quote, competition, unquote, was useless, and that their preconceived depth chart is what they'll stick to, not merit. This is his former player. This guy played for Matt Nagy.
I'm just gonna tell you now, if that is the if that's the route that Matt Nagy is going, he done lost that locker room already.
Yeah.
And they don't believe anything he say. Exactly. And if he's not gonna start him, trust and believe there's ways to get Justin Fields to start. Meaning, i.e., I'm not finna block and just let you get the shit knocked out of you and you get concussed. And then Justin Fields comes in. There's ways. If you're not going to start him, then we will make that decision for you. And we'll just get the shit knocked out of Andy Dalton. Let him get concussed. Let Aaron Donald put some of that 290 on him on the way down to the ground. Let him put some of that 290 on him, and that's all she wrote. Because again, if this is the route that you're going, and I told you, there is no way in hell. Listen to me, fellas, and those out there, if you listening in your car, if you listening at home, turn this up, right? Just turn it up and hear me. Now, you had a former player tell you, after all this time, a former player tells you after all this time, you don't know who the starter is, which is, and the former player is telling you this is bullshit. The media is telling you this is bullshit. So what you think the players think? This is bullshit. So what would be your reason for not starting the better quarterback other than you are afraid? Not for Justin Fields. You afraid that you, yourself, are going to be exposed.
It has to be. Like,
it got
to
be.
Bro, I just sent y'all shout out to the tailgate show. They showed, they posted the video of Andy Dalton running a naked boot. He like one of them fitness, them jazzercises when he be walking, they be speed walking.
Yeah.
He does. Posted
that. Absolutely.
Speed walking.
No, bro. Like, you can't tell me, like, you, man, if I'm Allen Robinson looking on the sideline, I'm looking like, oh my God, bro. You better not start this. Bro, this is hilarious. He ain't getting away from nobody.
At all.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
And if you playing these type of games this early in the season, let's just rid ourselves of you now and just get you up out of here.
He can't start this guy. I don't believe it. If Andy Dalton, number 14, run out of that tunnel and start taking snaps when I'm at that game, dude, I'm a...
we're going to be in the stands saying this is garbage.
I'm going to be rooting for the Rams.
I'm telling you, man, it's going to be bad.
Go, Rams, go! Go blow them out, just so I'm going to get blown out just so they bench him, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I hope he has the, like, most worst, the horrible game in the history of mankind. Dude.
But you know what's crazy is that we'll be doing this segment after the Rams game, after they get blown out with Andy Dalton starting. And it's going to take Matt Nagy about 3 to 4 fucking weeks before he decides, okay, now it's time to start Justin Fields. Why sacrifice games? And then those 4 games that you possibly have lost will cost you the playoffs. Right?
Oh my God!
It's asinine. They said the fans were laughing.
They said the fans were laughing when he ran that naked boot in the stands, laughing.
He's in, yeah.
Like when he ran, they were like, "It ain't believe. We don't believe you need more people."
Facts. Facts.
Ain't nobody believing no Andy Dalton on no naked boot. Let's stop.
Who is he threatening with the naked boot, though? That's what I'm not understanding. Like, who are you threatening with that?
Himself.
You can't get away from nobody.
You get crushed,
Andy. You know, I'm. You know what? I'm gonna put a. I'm just long as Andy Dalton is the starter. I'm gonna take that excerpt, right? I'm gonna take that excerpt from Chucky, where he says, "Andy, no, you fucked it up, you little shit." And every Andy Dalton interception that he has, I'm going to play that clip. I'm going to play the clip where, you know, he throws the pick and then you're going to hear Chucky. Andy, no, you fucked it up, you little shit. I'm just going to keep hitting that button after every Andy Dalton lowlight until he's the fuck out of there as the starting quarterback. I promise you I am.
Do it. Please do it.
Every time. Please. Because Andy Dalton is the booty. Oh, sorry, son of a bitch. Get the fuck! Oh my God, man! I could. You know, y'all remember when Jimmy Clausen was Notre Dame's quarterback, and he was coming out of the fucking bar one night, and a fan just socked his ass in the fucking eye for no reason. That's one of the, you know, and I hate to do that to Andy Dalton, but damn, bro, you know you ain't good.
And I've been trying to lay off of Andy Dalton, man. But I'm about to start blasting him, man. Because you know, with all the hoopla, all the talk that he's doing, he's starting to get on my nerves too.
He's pulling the Nick Foles.
Yeah,
I'm dancing up the threes.
Like Nick Foles, I'm about to do the same thing to Andy Dalton.
That last thing, yeah, he did.
Yeah, man, it's just not cool, man. You know, I've seen a couple of clips though of Justin Fields in 707s throwing a couple passes to A-Rob though.
Yeah.
So. And but that's just 707. So.
Yeah. Now, they said he had some reps with the ones. He didn't have a bunch of reps. I honestly think Nagy's trying to do the whole, oh, we're going to start Andy Dalton and then when anybody goes away. But it ain't working because Andy Dalton ain't that good. And Justin Fields is, and it's not even like with Mitch and Glennon, where Glennon was just so bad and Mitch was just better.
You know,
Justin Fields is really good.
My thing is this, though, right? And this is something that's mind-boggling to me. Who knows your system that's available at quarterback? Who knows the system? Who knows his system that's available? Alex Smith, right? Didn't Alex Smith I don't give a fuck because he got his leg regenerated, whatever. So what? He still played, and he was actually serviceable for the Washington football team, you know? So if that was right. The case, why did you go and break the bank to pay $10 million for Andy Dalton when Alex Smith was right there and just came off of comeback player of the year and playing in the season? Therefore, you know, I mean, come on, man.
I'm just going to be real. If they...
Was that a panic move? It had to be.
Oh, hell yeah. They didn't get Russ. They didn't get Russ, and they were like, we got to do something. Yeah, it was a panic move.
Heck fucking yeah. Andy Dalton, though? You know, they fired the Bears media person that put Andy Dalton on the social media as QB1. They fired him. Yeah, they fired him. Fired him.
Oh my God, dude.
They fired the person who put that picture of Andy Dalton on the social media page and then put QB1. They fired that person. Fired him.
Good. Deserved it.
I'm like, I mean, I don't, you know, I guess, you know, they just put it like, we didn't promise him anything, but that's where that whole notion of QB, you know, he's the starter. That's where that whole notion came from. But again, I wouldn't give a shit. Like, I didn't promise you nothing. I don't care what they put up there.
It don't matter what he was promised. This is football. This ain't, it don't matter what you was promised.
This ain't Little League.
Yeah, this ain't Pee Wee where everybody gets a turn. You know what I mean? Nah, everybody can play. You know, put the scrubs in it. You got scrubs out here running around. Nah, this is football. Sport is based on competition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The best players play. The guys who are backups are indeed what they are, backups.
Yeah.
Period. So, you know, what are we doing here? What have we reverted backwards? What's going on?
Giving them a participation trophy?
Yeah, come on, man.
Good job, trophy. Andy. Good job.
It's cap. It got to be cap. I'm telling you, like, no way, dude. No way, dude. No way. No, dude. And that's the thing. Like, Justin, I mean, Andy Dalton didn't play with the ones either. And look how he looked. He can't elevate the team around him, you know?
It's ridiculous, man. The
jig is up.
The jig is up. Literally, the jig is up. That makes no damn sense whatsoever. He got to get the hell on. But
the jig is up. If you were trying to fool the entire world and Andy Dalton started, it's over.
Speaking of getting the hell on, man, that defense and the piss poor tackling.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been doing tackling drills until everybody on that defense was concussed today. I'm dead ass serious. And that's a damn shame because, you know, in all honesty, they was looking bad, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, our defense looked like a bunch of Shakari Richardsons chasing behind the Buffalo Bills Jamaican wide receivers. Because that's what that looked like all day. I mean, God damn, dog.
Yeah.
Hate to do shorty like that, but, you know, hey, she need to learn some humility, man. She got done bad, but she got done bad. She got done bad. Like, yes, damn. She like, she was running with concrete blocks on her feet.
somebody did the poster.
When she had the Timbos on? Oh, man. God.
She had the Timberlands on running in Timberlands.
Oh, my God.
That was funny as hell. She had them Timbos on, bruh. But see, the thing that made everybody not feel sorry for her was that post press conference, and she was running her mouth. And then you see the Jamaican girl, the Jamaican chicks
behind her, laughing
and smiling, like, yeah, you just got your ass dusted out here, home girl. Like, damn. But that's how our DBs was looking. If they weren't chasing, they was missing. And I mean, look, maybe this may be a gift in disguise, right? But you know, the New York Jets just lost their outside linebacker with a torn Achilles tendon this past game, right? So you know, we got a Robert Quinn over here that you could, I mean, greatly use. We got a Robert Quinn over here that we can trade to you. What the fuck was that on that first touchdown? What the fuck was that? What was that? What was that? And then Eddie Jackson right behind him with a piss poor angle, like he know he gonna make the tackle. Like, all right, I'm just, you know, I'm just over here just to be over here, see what's going on. Oh shit, he ain't tackle him. Damn.
That's basically what happened.
And then dude go cruising into the end zone. Like, what the fuck was that?
They should have been a tackle for loss and ended up a touchdown. Oh yeah, that was
Robert Quinn.
These guys are.
He ceased to amaze me.
You gotta look at it, and my thing is, it's all on the coaches, because your coaches are the ones who are supposed to get you up and get them ready to play. You know what I mean? You're supposed to draw out of them that desire, that, you know, they're supposed to go out and play. Desai, what's going on? And then they cut into Desai, and he's on the sidelines going off.
And people putting on this show.
I'm like, bro, like, okay, we'll change up the scheme. Do something different. Cut off these short passes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do something. But you know
Mitch can't throw deep.
Your arms up and down. Like,
you know he can't throw deep.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. And you notice the difference?
Everybody underneath.
You know the difference between this week and last week? Last week in the Miami game, he was up in that booth.
Yeah.
This week he was down on the sidelines for what, I don't know.
Trying to see, they said they were going to let him do one game in each to see which one he liked better. He need to get
his ass in the booth.
Yeah, he need to get back in that booth. He ain't never played. He don't know what he's looking at on the floor level. Dude, you need to get back in that booth.
Get your ass in that booth, man, because you don't know what they running. Because in all honesty, man, that defense.
That music is garbage.
That shit was trash.
Yeah. Why is Robert Quinn on maybe they thought they were going to pass. Why is Robert Quinn on a running down? Like, that dude is a situational pass rusher. It is what it is.
We seen what happened on running downs last year against the Detroit Lions when they just – he got crack blocked.
I hate to say this, bro.
He got depleted.
I'm gonna tell you what the Bears' problem is, and I hate to say this because this is what we're gonna have to deal with all year. The Bears' problem is that they're running a 3-4, but they shouldn't be.
Exactly.
That's their problem. But they don't have the pieces to really go to a 4-3 either. Because
you got
nose tackles like Eddie Goldman, Tonga, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those guys clog up the middle. So, you know, it is what it is there. 350, 360 pound dudes up front. You know what I mean? When you have a four man front, and that's what Robert Quinn wants. Robert Quinn signed this contract coming here knowing that he was going to play in a 3-4. And from day one, when he signed his contract, all he was about was the money. Mm-hmm. Because go back and look at it, research it. From day one, he was like, I'd rather be in a 4-3. What's up, Tim Sykes? That's what he wants to be in.
Yeah, he's a hand down. But, you know what I mean? We're in the right defense. He just doesn't fit the defense. Like, Mac plays with his hand in the dirt, hand up.
Mac can do anything, right?
Yeah.
But I'd rather have Mac just rushing the quarterback every play.
Yeah, he should. He should. Mm-hmm. And Robert Quinn doesn't fit because he only can rush from one side. And he has to do it with his hand in the dirt. And he prefers the Y9.
Right,
being, you know, wide all the way outside, so he can use his speed to loop around. He doesn't really fit. But if you know that, only put him in passing down, because it's a time when they go to their nickel defense where they have four down linemen. Mm-hmm. When they have either Hicks or Nichols, and they put Mac and Quinn on the outside. That's the only time I will put him on the floor in on the field. Outside of that,
they need to run that.
I'm gonna have a Tatu or Gibson. If they're standing up, that's who I got in the game.
If they run that sometimes where they got Hicks, Nichols in the middle, and then you got Mac and Quinn on the sides, bro, that's enough right there to get pressure.
Mm-hmm.
To get pressure consistently on your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
And then nickel half the time. So he's going to get plenty of snaps, but I wouldn't – the base 3-4 with him standing up, I wouldn't have him in the game at all. At all. I'm playing Jerry Itachi, dude. I'm not putting him in the game because I can't trust him to drop back. I can't. I want him rushing the passer when he's on the field. And it is what it is. He's going to get cut in the offseason. It was a bad signing. You can cut him and just try to get through the season right now, man, because they look bad. They look bad.
Hand down, man down.
Hand down, man. I'm like, bro, you know this man can't throw deep. And you playing healthy? Come on, man.
Yeah, and for those who, you know, there was a vanilla defense. Nah, that shit wasn't vanilla because Desai was over there pissed off.
Right.
They couldn't stop shit that day. I don't know if it was too hot. It kind of, you know, yesterday, what the fuck am I talking about? Saturday. It was like a little like Saturday was more so a little like remember when we played the Miami Dolphins that year down in Miami and they just seemed lethargic.
It was so hot
and it was just so hot and it was so humid and it was just letting Miami just march down the field with stupid shit, like dumb shit that normally they would stop.
Yeah, they were good.
And Miami was scoring and then all of a sudden it turned into a shootout. Well, that's how the defense looked against Buffalo, but it wasn't a shootout. It wasn't like they was coming back to score. It's just
had the red BB gun, dude.
Yeah, they just kept letting them walk up and down the damn field. And you know, and for those truthers out there, okay, let me set y'all straight. Mitch Trubisky didn't do a motherfucking thing, okay, besides complete 5-yard slants and 5-yard digs. All right. Those wide receivers did the rest of the work. So cut the shit. It ain't like he was out there slicing and dicing and wheeling and dealing, okay? It was one read.
You mean to tell me he wasn't dicing up the threes?
Nah, he wasn't dicing up the threes. You know, he was quick one read, slant, okay, get it out. Quick one read, dig, get it out. That's all he was doing. They wasn't forcing him to go to his second and third option at all. And the wide receivers would catch it and be Shakari Richardson. Or Shakari, they would be, you know, Shakari Richardson, and that's what it was, and you know, getting smoked. That's all it was. They was getting Tuka out there. Straight
he,
up,
he did what we know he can do. You know, he short passes, bootleg rollouts. He can use his legs. Like people shouldn't be shocked. He did that in Chicago. People act like he didn't have a good game.
Yeah,
some good games in Chicago. You know. Like, he didn't do this versus the Lions. He didn't do this versus the Cowboys. He's had, even when we had that shootout we talking about in Miami, that was one of his better games.
Yeah, it was.
You know, he put up a gang of stats that game.
Yeah, he did. He so actually it's not balled
like,
out.
Yeah, he balled out. So it's not like this dude can't absolutely do nothing at quarterback. Like, he's Nick Mullins or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, we know he could play a little bit. So let's not act shocked that he beat a vanilla. He's a professional quarterback. But I don't know how many starts, 50 starts, 60 starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to playoff games, you know. Come on now, like let's stop acting stupid, you know. like this guy's a complete scrub. But Wims and Ridley, man, they brought in. You said Dan said he you studied Couture, and then you know Ronnie Adams was looking good. I don't know if them boys making a roster.
I told you they wasn't off rip. I told you both of them, and including Anthony Miller. All three of them motherfuckers is gone, bro. This whole receiver room going to look completely different, and the only ones that are going to remain is going to be Mooney and Robinson. That's it. They're going to keep the one. They're going to keep the number one, number two, and they're going to get rid of everything else below that. And that's what they're doing, and they're going to revamp the wide receiver room, and, you know, we see what we do. We see what it do. But, you know, Couture – QT or whatever. What the hell is his name? QT?
Coulter.
Yeah. You know, I mean, shit, let's see what he can do. You know, I mean, anything's better than the shit we've been trotting out there the last 2 to 3 years. Anything's better than that, bro.
Well, that kid, he's 22 years old. He's coming from Rhode Island. He's 6'3" and 190 pounds. So he's similar to Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
Size-wise. Peace. I mean, Ridley's a little bit shorter, you know what I mean? But, you know, what, about 2 inches shorter than him? Mm-hmm. But that's what you're looking at, you know? I'm looking at some of these guys. I was looking at the Bears wide receivers, and it's like, you can see what they're doing. They're going to use these guys on special teams as gunners and, you know what I mean, stuff like that. That's how they're going to make their mark. So you're going to see.
Don't mention special teams, bro.
But that's the reason they brought them in. Yeah. That's the reason they brought them in.
No. What I'm saying
is, the special teams were so horrible the other day.
Yes, they were putrid.
Yeah, they were pathetic. So, you know, I give.
Number 92. You see that fucking flop dive he did? Like, he was close to making a like, you ain't no fucking where near him. What you diving for?
Stupid.
What you think what you think that dive is going to extend you 10 yards, motherfucker, so you can get the tackle?
Superman, at all.
Right.
That shit was pathetic. Like, I'd be like, get up. Come here. You see that tunnel? Go run your ass to it. Take my shit off. Be the fuck up off my facility by the time we get to the locker room, okay? We'll mail you your check. Go ahead, bro. Thank you, but no thanks. Thanks for coming out. Get the fuck out of here. That fucking dive. I hate motherfuckers. Like, what are you diving at? Air? What, you thought you was finna get him? He clearly is like 10 yards away from you. And he come off and just dive for no fuck. Like, dog, the one where he ran it back for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, damn, dude. For real? That was just a pathetic performance Saturday. With a bunch of what we call them? Stock help at ABC Warehouse and shit. That's what it was. A bunch of stock hands and football uniforms and pads. Bouncers and shit. Nightclub bouncers and drywallers. Call up Ace Warehouse. Hey, you got somebody big in the back? Yeah, hey, tell them come out. You know, maybe we can see what they can do. We'll throw them in some equipment. You know what I'm saying? We're playing the Buffalo Bills this Saturday. Can they make it? Yeah, they can make it. All right, cool. Send them out. That's what was out there on the field. A bunch of motherfuckers that's not going to make the roster. And then you put Justin Fields behind that shit. Where's the logical thinking in that? Yo, that's like... If he would have fucking got hurt, do you understand? Matt Nagy probably wouldn't have had a job today. I don't think that shit is resonating with him. Like, do you know what the fuck you doing? You put him out there with a bunch of motherfuckers that's not finna be on the roster, that's given the responsibility to protect the franchise. Matt, do you know if I was Ryan Pace and I seen Justin Fields take that hit, you know how Jerry Jones be on the sideline when shit ain't going right in Dallas to get that coach that assurance? Y'all would have seen me on the sidelines choking the fuck out of Matt Nagy with that goddamn headset, punching him, lumping up. That fucking bald head of his would have had all kind of purple knots on it because I'd have been beating the shit out of him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, fool? My job, look, my future, fuck yours, my future as a fucking GM is tied into that quarterback.
Yeah.
And you got motherfucking, you got Bobo and Moomoo over here fucking blocking for him? Are you serious right now? Yo, that shit is crazy. Think about it. That shit is nuts.
I said Foles time. I was like, put Foles in. People were like, no. I was like, you need the reps. I was like, no, put him in, dude.
Yeah, after he took that fucking shot, I'd be like, dog. Hell no. Nah. Get him the fuck out of there. Y'all gonna fuck around and get him hurt.
Exactly.
I'd have whooped Matt Nagy's ass, bro. We'd have had a good understanding that day. I'd have towed his ass off the frame. Like, damn, Matt, what happened to you, man? You didn't look like that on the sideline. Motherfucker doing a press conference and shit. Eye closed, lip bleeding like a motherfucker. Like, oh, yeah, I tripped and fell. You got your ass whooped because you had Fat Albert and the motherfucking Garage Band Gang black blocking for motherfucking Justin Fields. Like, what the fuck? Dog, imagine that shit. You know how crazy that is? That's like putting Peyton Manning or Tom Brady out there with a bunch of motherfucking street scrubs and say, all right, block for him.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, going back to that, like, I was cool with the third quarter. Like, I didn't understand the fourth quarter at all. Like, I'll give them that. Like, I was like, okay, whatever. You know, like, nobody did that part. That's the part I can't defend, right? Because even, like, Trey Lance wasn't playing with the starters. He was playing with twos and threes, but he didn't play the fourth quarter. Who was that fourth, third guy? They played whoever. I don't even know who it was.
Shit, number four. I know who you're talking about.
Some dude that's going to be a high school football coach. Sutterfield. You know what I mean?
Sutterfield.
Yeah, he's going to be a high school
football coach. Nate Sutterfield, yeah.
He's going to be a high school football coach out of this. And that's the part I didn't. I was like, okay. I didn't understand, like, well, we're 2 minutes into the game. The game is almost over. You still got him out there playing with, you know, like you said. You know what I mean? I think Burham is gonna be on the team, and maybe, I don't know if Bars was out there or not. Maybe he'd be on. But the rest of those dudes, man, they
Ham
might
Bright.
Be the squad.
Fucking yeah, Ham Bright and motherfuckers I ain't never heard of before.
Ham Bright was the only guy on that line that had one NFL start. In the NFL.
And you're putting, you know what I mean? Think yeah. about how fucking crazy that is. And you got your franchise quarterback behind that. Man, fuck that. He better off. Bro, it was like, you know, going Skelly. That's like going Skelly, bro, with a defensive line in front of you. And for those who don't know.
I don't have that big of a that big of an issue with it. I mean, it is what it is. I'd rather see him out there. You don't want to get him hurt and stuff like that. But this is football, man. You can't hide from injuries. You can't hide from players. You know, if something happens, it's going to happen. That's the way I look at it. You don't want to put people in harm's way on purpose. You know what I mean?
But that's what it seems like he was doing.
That's what you're getting at? That's what you're getting at?
Right.
And I get that. But my biggest issue is that I want to see him playing with twos, and I want to see him playing with ones.
Yes.
So that you can see how he operates with them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know. Whatever Nagy's doing, it makes no sense. I mean,
at all.
You know, you look at this situation and then go back to when they had Mitch, right? In 2018, they had a decent year. 2019 season, Mitch didn't get one snap in preseason.
Yeah.
Not one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the ball I don't understand Matt Nagy's concept of what he's trying to accomplish. What he's doing, because he's all over the place. Like this is him. This is the mad scientist, the weird. I mean, he just it makes no sense. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
That's the part. Yeah. Like that's the part I had, because he said he was going to play Dalton a quarter and a half. So I figured Justin Fields was going to get in the second quarter, maybe play the rest of the second quarter, the third, then you put Nick Foles in the fourth quarter to play.
That's what I thought.
And he didn't. He played one full half, one the other half. And that was the main issue. Now, I'm always fair, right? So I'm getting on his case for doing that. He did have Justin Fields taking some snaps with the ones. We'll see what he does tomorrow. And he actually said that he's going to put him in with the ones, the number ones, at least the offensive line, the final preseason game. So being fair, because I'm a fair guy, and this is the whole with the Twitter rampage. This is the whole reason why I was doing the whole thing with Kyle Shanahan and Bill Belichick, because they're doing some stupid stuff too. And I just want to say, hey, I bring the smoke to everybody. But when you do things that are fair, I'm gonna say things that are fair, because I don't have a camp. I'm not a Matt Nagy guy, pro Matt Nagy guy, anti Matt Nagy guy. I'm a Bear fan, and I always like to remind people that I am a Bear fan. I don't care if Matt Nagy is the coach that wins the Super Bowl for us. I don't care if it's John Fox. I don't care if it's Mike Trestman. I don't care if it's Lovie Smith. I don't have a favorite. I want the Bears to win, and I don't care how they win.
Goddamn right.
The one thing I may be a fan of is Justin Fields, because we never had a quarterback. Right. You know, that's the closest thing I come to standing.
Agree.
You know, on anybody on the team. Everybody else is, I mean, maybe Mac. You know, maybe Khalil. That's about it. I ain't a part of no camp, so... If Matt Nagy does something stupid, I'm gonna say he did something stupid. If he does something smart, I'm gonna say he does something smart. He's giving us some snaps with the ones. We'll see if it picks up. I'm monitoring it. I'm not just gonna lose my mind. I wanna see. You said you're gonna put him with the ones on the next preseason game with Jason Peters and the Fetty, and I wanna see it. He better not play the whole game. If you play the whole game, then I'm gonna call you out.
Like I said earlier, if you're not evaluating Andy Dalton on preseason games anyway, which is what he said, we're going to evaluate Andy Dalton in regular season games. Why is he out there? Why even
with play the twos?
Right.
Why even play him? Don't even play him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even evaluating. That's what you told us. Don't play him then. Play somebody that you can evaluate then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think he's full of it. And I think he was evaluating him. He saw Justin Fields play with those same guys that Andy Dalton played with the previous week. And he wanted to see, he's not going to say it, he wanted to see what Andy Dalton was going to do with those same guys. And Andy Dalton didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to say it, but that's what he wanted to see.
Yeah. What's the trash ass tweet of the week?
Man, I ain't even got one particular, man. Yeah, my trash ass tweet of the week.
It was so many of them this week.
There's a lot of trash ass tweets.
It's the me gazing, kind of what I was touching on, the me gazing and the penis envy. Everybody's better than us. Everybody got a situation better than us. Everybody's quarterback is better than us. We're starting to go back down that same rabbit hole of just pessimism and negativity, you know, just weak-minded, you know, cowardly thinking. You know what I mean? I don't think like that. None of us think like that, dude. That's why we did Three Kings. Like, I'm real. I'll call stuff out, but I don't have a negative, pessimistic, mopey mindset. That's not how I roll, bro.
In the words of Debo, stop being a bitch and come on.
Yeah, like, you roll with what you got, bro. You know, we call it out, but yeah, we're Bear fans, bro. Like, all I see is Bear fans. Like, it's so many other teams out here that's like the Jets. Like, I'm gonna give you
some. We could be them, and it could be it could be far worse.
You know, is that like people, oh well, I think Zach Wilson look, I mean, he was running scripted plays in a preseason versus vanilla defense. You don't know what this guy's gonna do in a regular season game. He could be good, but I wouldn't trade the Bears for the Jets organization. I'm telling you that right now. I'd rather be the Bears than the Jets. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but that's where we are, dude. Everybody's better. I remember when we had Mitch, dude. We had people saying that, oh, I'd rather have Nate Sudfeld than Mitch Trubisky. And I used to look at them crazy like, what are you smoking, bro? Like, not everyone is better. Some people are better, bro, but not everyone.
Man, just because they see somebody have a good game, man, here they go. You know, Cox. They're being cocksuckers.
They can just see him complete a pass.
Yeah, man. You know,
it's like, oh, that guy's better. I'm like, how? Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I saw the same thing with Mitch, and it's like we're going down that same path. Like, bro, let's get to the season. Like, I want Justin Fields to start week one, but I also understand if he doesn't, he's probably going to play the majority of the season, and it's not the end of the world. As selfish as I am, and I want to see him week one in L.A.
We shall survive.
Andy Dalton's going to eventually get benched because he's not that good. Like,
we shall survive.
Yo, so that's my trash ass tweet of the week.
This is my trash. I'm not even going to do a trash tweet of the week. I'm just going to say this is my trash Matt Nagy session, right? Quick. You know what I'm saying? I challenge people. I challenge y'all, right? I challenge listeners or whatever you want to call it. Y'all go back and look at the videos. Look at the game and what happened. And tell me how many plays where you saw they hiked the ball and the receivers ran 5 to 7 yards and just turned around.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about all the way across the field. That's what they did. You got doubles on each side, right? And four receivers would just run out 5 to 7 yards and turn around. The defense just standing there on them. It made no sense. Like this is what I'm talking about. Is Matt Nagy trying to be vanilla with his play calling? What is he doing? Because you're not going to be able to get a rhythm with anybody. You're not going to get anybody. You're not testing anybody. I mean, send the guys deep, man. They don't, you know, what's going to be the problem with putting some, doing something besides what we've seen last year? That's the offense Mitch runs.
Yes, sir.
That's the offense Mitch runs. So I had an issue with his play calling as usual. This is what it seems like Matt Nagy is about. I don't know what his problem is. I don't know why he can't quite get it together. Even you know, there was timeouts that was called. They had to call a timeout at one point because the play couldn't get in.
Yeah, I think the headset went out.
The headset went out. Okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, but this is the stuff that we've seen over and over and over from Matt Nagy. And then the situation with Justin Fields, playing him in the second half, not playing him with anybody worthwhile. I mean, what's the end game for that? What are you trying to do? It just makes no sense. What he's doing to me makes no sense. So I'm going to stay on Matt Nagy. I'm going to stay on his back because his clock is on right now. It's ticking. And if he doesn't learn from the situations that he's put himself in, the team in, something got to change, man. Chris Tabor, he needs some help with that, the special teams. You know, our wide receivers, they need some help. I mean, we got guys dropping balls still, man. You know, it ain't just Riley Ridley. I mean, yeah. Rodney Adams had a nice catch, and everybody's like, oh, that's great. He's 70-some yards. But he dropped another ball, too. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean, like consistent play. You know, we need some wide receivers to step up. And I don't think no wide receiver has done that yet. Nobody has stepped up and said, look, I'm about to make the squad, not as a blocker, not as a gunner on special teams, but I'm finna make the squad as a guy that you can depend on as a wide receiver. We can't depend on. We got three that I would say are dependable, and that's Marquise Goodwin, who hasn't really played.
None of those guys.
Darnell Mooney, who hasn't played, and Allen Robinson, who hasn't played yet. Right, those are our three wide receivers that I depend on. The rest of these guys are just. You know, they're there, man. Rodney Adams has probably done the best. And then, yeah. You know, you got Johnson who played decent. But that's about it. The rest of the guys are just guys, man.
Yeah, Riley, but
– really, he got to go. Wims got to go.
They got to go. They're gone. That's the same thing. I try to chill on that, too, because I'm like, these guys aren't – Ridley's cut. He might make the practice squad. Maybe Johnson makes the practice squad. The wide receivers, like, you're going to keep probably six. So you got the top four they're going to keep. Allen Robinson, Darnell Mooney, Marquise Goodwin, Demir Byrd. They're not cutting Daz.
And what has he done?
He ain't played no snaps. Then none of them played. He played, like, I think he might have played five snaps. They're not playing these guys. So Daz Newsome probably is going to make the team. That's five. So you got Jonvia Johnson, Rodney Adams, Cole Tour, Riley Ridley. They all fighting for, like, one spot. You know, so I ain't like, you know, that's why, like, the thing with the preseason, why I usually get to the point where I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah, I'm there right now.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, like we're saying that these are like nobody, these guys aren't going to be on the squad. And if these guys are playing significant snaps for your team in a regular season, you are fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
like if you got, I don't know, Arlington Hambright, you know, pull them off the practice squad to play left guard. You screwed. You know, that means Alec, that means Whitehair's hurt, Daniels is hurt, Bars is hurt, you know, Effetti's hurt, you know. And if you at that point, man, you screwed anyway. And that's kind of where I am. I don't want the preseason is like, you know, he should start Justin Fields week one and let's stop playing. I'm done with the preseason.
I'm playing games, man. That's what Nagy needs to do. He needs to go ahead and start Justin Fields, stop playing games, stop booty shaking.
Yeah.
You know, don't mess with it, man. Just go ahead and do the right thing. What everybody else can see except for you, just do it. Just do it.
Flat out. My trash ass tweet of the week comes from a Mr. One Ross Tucker.
No.
Where he says Chicago PD should investigate Bears' decision to cut Charles Leno. Really? Really?
I forgot about that one.
That is the biggest trash ass tweet of the week from me. And as I responded, clearly he's a close friend of yours. But take your friendship out of it and watch the tape. You're lying to yourself if you think he's better than what we drafted in Jenkins and Burrow or what we signed in Jason Peters. I mean, there's plays where he's getting bull rushed into the fucking backfield, thrown into the quarterback. It's spots where he done the same shit he's done with us, where he's doing the hokey pokey with his fat ass turning himself around and not blocking nobody with his finger up his ass.
He did it with Washington. He did it with the last preseason game.
Absolutely.
He had him in Washington already.
Not blocking a damn soul. So
he knocked on his ass.
That's my trash ass tweet of the week. Ross Tucker.
I forgot about that one. Oh, yeah. Everybody that was on Leno, dude.
The nerve. The nerve.
Ross play ball. He know the game too. That's how you know he likes him.
Yeah, that's his buddy, man.
I'm like, you played online, bro. Come on, man.
That's his buddy, man. But come on with that bullshit. Miss me with that bullshit, bro, for real. Because you ain't fooling nobody this way about nothing in regards to Charles Leno. The El Matador, okay? Ole. Ole! You ain't fooling shit with El Matador, okay? So I'm not buying
Chuck.
Fuck him. And the horse he rolled out on, taking his ass to Washington to steal some more money. I ain't mad at him, but goddamn. No, y'all making it sound like we let go motherfucking Nate Newton or, I mean, goddamn, bro. Larry Allen. They act like we let go Larry Allen. Like, are you serious right now? Look, he overachieved for a 7th-round draft pick. That's great. But he ain't better than the shit we got on our roster. He may be better than our 2nd, 3rd, 4th string that you're seeing out there. Yeah, he better than them cats. He ain't better than our starters.
No.
So, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of the Leno talk, dude. Like, I'm glad people are coming back. I'm like, I can't take it. I can't take the Leno talk, man. I'm ready for the regular season, man. I know they got to play one more game, and then we're going to have a little dull point, but I'm over the preseason, man.
I'm not watching that Titans game.
It happens. I remember when Chase Daniel was, like, playing, and people wanted Tyler Bray over Chase Daniel because, you know, Chase Daniel fumbled a snap in the preseason game. It's the same stuff every year, dude. Like, I remember this stuff. Like, people were mad that we cut, like, I don't know, you know, Tanner Gentry. And, you know, oh, how do we cut Chandler Gentry? You know, oh, my God. Ah. Like, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with the foolishness because I'm going to just clown it. Because at the end of the day, it's preseason, dude. Like, no, has Josh Allen even played in the preseason?
Nope.
And, nah, like, he hasn't.
You know, like, has Aaron Rodgers and these guys play in preseason? No, they don't, dude. No one cares, dude. Like, I mean, like, the preseason to me is like evaluating young guys. You want to see these young guys, and hopefully you get – you know, a guy like Rodney Adams pops, you know, and shows out. Roquan Smith played like 3 snaps in the preseason. You think Roquan Smith ain't gonna ball out when the season starts?
He doesn't dress. Yeah, he ain't even dressed.
Allen Robinson hasn't either. Allen Robinson has been practicing and hasn't
dressed. What the fuck is up with that haircut? That shag he got in the back. Like, hey, what
Tariq
the fuck
the
is
thing,
that?
Bro. Tariq got the same little tail in the back.
Bro, like, what is that? Who said that was popping? That's what's hot in the streets? The back of your head nappy is all fucked with the rest of your hair cut? I don't get that. That shit look crazy to me, dog. Yeah, that look like some like cats from Saginaw, Michigan. They do that crazy shit. From Sag Nasty. Do crazy shit like that.
I had a family reunion up in Saginaw in the 90s, dude.
Bruh, you used to see them cats with them crazy ass worms out the back of their head and shit. Like, but it wouldn't be a tail, bro. It would be like the side of their head and shit, and it'd be like a 3-foot long braid. Like, what the fuck is that? Bro, Saginaw, them some weird motherfuckers out there. Hey, they some athletic freaks. Don't get me wrong. Them are some of the most athletic motherfuckers you ever want to run across on a hoop court or on a football field.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man Chuck. May God rest his soul, Charles Rogers, man. But God, he didn't do that crazy shit. But God.
I remember being in. Damn. Know, I was either because it's Michigan, right? So you're like, why is it so country?
Bro, I'm going to tell you. Hey, I'm going to tell you, all jokes aside, outside of the Metro Detroit area, it is country as fuck. Outside of the Metro Detroit area,
bro, I was like,
it's country as hell. You got, but you know, it's country, but it's hood than a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's
Flint,
hood. It's
hood. Saginaw, Benton Harbor, Muskegon, it's fucking hoods, bro. Like legit hoods in Muskegon. Muskegon is a football powerhouse here in the state of Michigan, right? Football powerhouse, but they're on the west side of the state. Everybody that lives in Muskegon is from Chicago. Everybody. Mm-hmm. It's from Chicago, damn near. But in Muskegon, by day, it's a grocery store. By night, it's a nightclub. Real shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real shit. By day, it's a grocery store. By night, it's a nightclub. They freaking over by the meat. Straight up, bro. Real talk.
That was like when I was in Georgia, you know, in Hinesville, and I was stationed down there. They'd be like, oh, what's the club? Walmart?
Yeah. Yeah, Club Walmart.
They're in the parking lot. They're in the parking lot of Walmart.
That's how that works.
Boom, 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 boom. Hinesville, Georgia.
That's how that works. So that's all I got this week, man.
That's all I got. And no, I ain't got no specific shout outs, but just shout out to all the reasonable fans, man. Especially the ones that rock with us. Oh, yeah,
man. No doubt. Hey, shout out to Ryan, man. He had me on his show last week, man. Shout out to Ryan, man, for that. You know, you got all three kings on there. We appreciate that. You know, and, you know, for those who rock with us on the regular, you know, shout out to the little homie. You know what I'm saying? Your number one FedEx driver. He be showing mad love.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he do.
A young cat, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ryan Dangle. Yeah. That's, what is that? The Bear Down
Report? Bear Down Report.
Yeah. Ryan Dangle over at Bear Down Report.
He does one with the Irish Bears.
And then shout out to, last couple of weeks, man, during these games, we had, you know, the little spaces open, man. And a lot of people been coming in there and they get to talk and, you know, ask some questions. Me and DeVore were in there. Roy, you ain't been able to do it yet, but you know,
I'm coming.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to everybody that rocked with us pregame and a halftime
and after game, post game, on the
Twitter live thing that we got going, man. That's that, you know, we get more and more people every week. And it's filling up quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Cats who get their opinions. We got good views, good opinions, good everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, especially in the game while it's heated.
Yeah, you know? No doubt.
Yeah, especially in the game while it's heated.
My man was saying some of the funniest shit in the world. He had a little country draw accent to him, too. But he was just like, I don't know. Yeah. I forgot his name, but, man, it was funny as hell.
Is that Dre? It might have been Dre.
That was funny as hell. Yeah, me in there cracking up, man. But it's thoroughly entertaining. Those who listen to the pod next Saturday, Bears play the Titans. Make sure y'all jump in on that, man. Because
jump in on it, man.
It's funny as hell. We definitely have a good time in there. No doubt.
Yeah, if I stop through, I might not be able to stay for long, but I might just, you know, pop in real quick.
We had a couple of people on there too, man. My guy Jeff Barnes, he came. He's a scout. He's done like a lot of work for the Cowboys. He's done some good scouting stuff, man. He scouts pretty much all year long. So, you know, he comes in there and he'll you know, give his opinion on it. He's of the mindset, hey, start Justin Fields too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hopefully we can get Tommy Harris on there, man.
Yeah, that's the goal, man.
That's the goal of the three kings. We're going to try to get Tommy Harris on there
one day, but he didn't. So
yeah.
Hopefully we can talk him into it. We'll see.
Try to get him on there and ask him a few questions.
Yeah.
You've been laying low.
For sure,
man. So thank y'all for rocking with us, man. Keep the faith. I still believe, man, Nagy capping. And Justin Fields is going to start week one. And he's just an idiot about it. Cap. We don't believe you. You need more people.
If he does start, Andy Dalton, we can't let him get away with it. That's all.
Throw tomatoes at him and get kicked out of the Rams game.
I'm gonna start a hashtag, and I don't know what it's gonna be. It might be fire, Matt Nagy.
Might be.
Yeah.
Might be.
It probably should be. This probably should be. See, I'm a pace. Like I said, I'm not an emotional guy. I'm very calculated. You know, I'm gonna wait. I want to see if you start this dude after what we seen. Then I'm on your ass. That's how I roll. But it's going to be justified. I'm going to have the ammunition to do it. I'm going to lay out the plan for your
I got ammunition too. Watch, for this week up until Saturday, I'm just going to be – it's going to be a lot of stuff coming out about Andy Dalton, and I'm not done with Nick Foles either.
No.
So that's coming too.
He should have played so we can get traded. He ain't getting no start. Maybe they try to hide him because he sucks. All right, man. So thank y'all for rocking with us, man. Till next week, just bear down, keep the faith. We out.
Peace.